Now, one of the researchers, Anne Roach, director of the Flinders University National Center for Education and Training on Addiction, joins us now to discuss this issue. Good morning, Anne.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
My pleasure.
Now, firstly, your work is a part of this study mainly focused on worker absence and reduced productivity, which is quite interesting, one of the most interesting statistics I found in that bit of information there. What were the main findings?
Well, that's right. So when you look at the totality of the cost to Australian society from cannabis, which, as you say, it came to about $4.5 billion, the $0.5 billion is specifically related to what happens in the workplace, and that's the area that we've been working in. So what we have been looking at is what do workers say about their level of absenteeism, how much time they might have off work, specifically to do with their drug use, and then we're able to cost that out. So, and then after that, there's another small contribution in terms of reduced productivity. But we do have this unique data where in Australia, the Australian government conducts a very large nationally representative survey every 3 years. And there are questions in it to say, have you had a day off work in the last 3 months for any reason, for any health reason at all? And have you had a day off work for any alcohol or drug-related reasons? And so we can then calculate the number of days off, and then we can cost that accordingly. And so that's what we've done.
It's quite an interesting one there, and maybe I'm coming from a naive point of view, but I can imagine it'd be hard to get the honest data for those surveys because they're quite.
This is a fair point, but it's a good point, and it's a helpful one in the sense that what we know is that people sometimes are not fully honest. Mm. They sometimes forget. We are very forgetful about these sorts of things. And the sample may not also include some population groups where there might be a higher level of use. But you put all that together and it means our data is going to be an underestimate.
Right, okay. And now this is the first national estimate of the social and economic costs of cannabis use. Why was it so important to focus on this?
Well, this is part of a broader program of work. So to date, we've now done separate costings of the same nature for tobacco, methamphetamine, opioids, and then this one was cannabis, and we're currently working on alcohol. So there's a whole suite of these different studies.
And looking at, before you mentioned there, the worker absence and productivity, how does that kind of intersect with other areas such as like health and criminal justice?
Do you mean in terms of the proportion of the cost or?
Yeah. The cost of the, yeah.
Yeah, so of the $4.5 billion in total that we estimate cannabis costs us, about half of that is for the criminal justice system because we opt to criminalise cannabis use in Australia, and 0.5 is workplace, and the balance of it is an impact on the health, largely on the healthcare system.
And now that you've got this research and this data, what do you want to use it for? Where do you go from here?
There's lots of really helpful things that we can do with this. Many people often don't recognise that cannabis can impact a whole range of functions for them in terms of their memory, their cognition. They don't necessarily think as clearly as they might. It can impact their balance and coordination, their ability to concentrate, their ability to assess risk or to perform complex tasks or, you know, be alert and react and things like that. And they're very important in all sorts of places, but especially at work.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
One component of this is to be able to say to workers, be aware if you've been recently using cannabis before you're working, it can have these potential negative impacts on your ability to function at work and may impact safety. And the other thing is for workplaces and for managers to have in place very good, clear policies about the position that that workplace takes in relation to alcohol and drug use, and really focus on these safety aspects. You know, what they may take the view, well, what people do in their own time is their business, and that's true and that's fine, but you do need people who are fit for work and who can perform their jobs effectively and safely and aren't going to be a risk to themselves or their workmates or the community. So we're able to inform both the workers and the workplaces and management about ways that they can potentially reduce these risks.
Absolutely. It's definitely an interesting insight. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.